woman was sitting in the passenger seat of a truck that her boyfriend just stole.
Mm-hmm.
They were in the truck together because he was in there too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She knew it wasn't his truck.
No, huh? I mean, she was a part of the burglary.
Yeah.
A part of the theft. And so she thought, well, now's a really good time to call the cops and turn him into the cops because there was reward money.
So hold on. I got to make a phone call.
Yeah, hold on. Excuse me for just 1 minute. Don't listen. Hey, I just want to report this. I know where that truck is. You know, the one that was stolen. Yeah, I know where that is. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm in it. Uh-huh.
Right.
My boyfriend stole it. I know the guy who stole it.
Yeah.
Let me get that reward money.
Yeah, he's a real jerk.
No, dum-dum.
Wow. What happened to her? Well, let's get our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on,
sure.
Mantis Mac. You do that real quick.
Please.
Do we know what happened to her?
Yeah, she didn't get the reward money. She got in trouble.
Was she with him when he stole it?
I think she just knew. I don't know for sure. But I mean, she knew. So now you are a part of it because you knew.
You're riding around in a stolen truck.
Right. You know he did it. And then you're trying to get the reward money.
You know, not that there was ever a good time to steal cars, but this day and time, I'm always shocked when I hear someone stole a car.
I know. You know what? This day and time, I'm shocked that people go in and rob places.
Yeah.
You have to assume that they're all armed.
And there's going to be camera footage. I mean, the chance of you get with social media, all your stuff's going to be out there.
Yeah.
But I guess you're a criminal for a reason. Yes.
Well, if you're wondering what kind of car it was a Challenger. A Dodge Challenger.
Ooh. Uh-huh. All right. Let's go to our official attorney, Lisa Lanier. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. Apparently, the Dodge Challenger goes really fast.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, he stole it from a car rental company, and the police chased him and couldn't catch him. So he got away for the time being.
Right.
And then, as you said, the girlfriend tries to collect reward money, and turns out there was no reward for this Dodge Challenger.
Oh, there wasn't a reward.
No,
what an idiot!
No reward. Right, so there was no reward, and then she says, well, then I'm not going to tell you where it is.
What a moron.
Oh, she's playing hard to get.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's really dumb. And so, you know, most states have laws about accessory after the fact, is what it's called. If you do something that helps a felon that prevents the police from apprehending him, helps the felon escape, that kind of thing, then you can be charged with it as an accessory after the fact. Because apparently she wasn't with him when he stole the Dodge Charger, or she would have been, she would have been equally charged with Grand Theft Auto. But because she knew where the vehicle was, and she wouldn't tell because there was no reward, so she got charged with what amounts to our charges in North Carolina of accessory after the fact.
Well, what about if, let's say, she realized, oh my gosh, my boyfriend or husband stole this car.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to ride in it. And let's say there was a reward for it. And she called. I mean, because sometimes they do rewards, no questions asked type of thing. But I mean, if she legit had nothing to do with it, it was like mortified that her boyfriend stole this car. I mean, could she collect on some reward money, or it depends on the stipulations?
Oh, yeah. No, usually that's how people get caught. Is usually it's like a friend or family member who starts to be suspicious about, where's he getting this money from, or where'd he get that vehicle from? And you find out, that it was, a lot of times it's a spouse, an ex-spouse, a girlfriend, roommate, best friend, that kind of thing, because that's a person that's close enough to the criminal to know that something doesn't smell right about what they've come home with or what they've done.
Right. There is an update on it. So when, Lisa, you were saying that the fugitives got away, I mean, after stealing the Dodge Challenger. So police found this guy. His name is Chance. They found him. They arrested him on several charges. And then last week, they also arrested the girlfriend for attempting to harbor a fugitive and hindering arrest.
Gosh, so, they're made for each other.
Well, I wonder if they're still together.
Yeah. They're separate prisons. Yeah. Let me ask you this, Lisa. We had a story earlier about some Uber drivers. We're seeing this more and more, where Uber drivers are filming passengers and recording things because for their own safety. But what are your rights? Like, for example, like, you don't want to be filmed. I know you're in their car, but like, if you say, hey, I see you have a camera there, do you mind turning that off? And if they don't, and let's say they release footage of you, I mean, what is the legality of that?
Well, you basically, you can be filmed or photographed in any place where you don't have a reasonable expectation of privacy. And typically in a lot of taxis now have live cameras that are actually relayed back to their headquarters. And that's just for their protection. And so I don't think you have a reasonable expectation of privacy in an Uber or a cab. And if you ask them to stop, they don't have to stop, but you can say, okay, I don't want this ride, you know, let me out. And that's your recourse, basically, because if you're in a business and the business says, they don't even have to tell you, actually, unless it's in a private place where you would expect privacy, like a dressing room or bathroom or locker room.
I wouldn't want to drive you as an Uber driver if you asked me to turn off the camera.
Right.
I would assume that you're going to be doing something bad.
And you're wearing a ski mask or whatever. Yeah, turn that off real quick.
Could you get out? I'm going to stop this drive.
Yeah, I'm going to get out. Okay, just curious, because we've had that Texas assistant district attorney that got fired for going crazy in Uber and cussing and allegedly hitting the guy. And then a woman stole money and had that on video of her stealing money out of Uber driver's like tip jar or whatever. So just curious about that.
Yeah.
I think taxi drivers and Uber drivers, they deal with a lot, especially the late night, you know, when people have been drinking and stuff. And then that actually, you know, there's a long history of taxi drivers and now Uber drivers having, you know, being killed and raped and all kinds of stuff. So it's definitely a good protection for them to have, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As always, a wealth of knowledge. We can just spring things on our last second, no problem.
Thank you, Lisa.
If you're ever injured on the job, contact Lisa Lanier right away. She has offices literally all over the state of North Carolina. Simply call 1-888-CONSULT or go to 107.5KZL.com. You'll see her picture right there.